Welcome back. Well, where in the world, or at least the country, is Airbnb CEO Brian Chesky? Well, he joins us right now, speaking with Yahoo Finance's Akiko Fujita to discuss his plans to hop the country staying at Airbnbs and to discuss the state of travel recovery on this side of the pandemic. Akiko?
All right. Thanks for that, Karina. I want to bring in Brian right away. Brian, you know, we've talked a lot about this idea of decentralized living taking off during the pandemic, and you're kind of joining the ranks here to kick off the year. Joining us from Atlanta today, and where else, in Airbnb, but talk me through what prompted this.
Well, I think what prompted this is that I think that we're living through probably the biggest change to travel since the advent of commercial flying, because the entire identity of travel is evolving. Because people, you know, many people don't have to go back to an office 5 days a week, they're less tethered to living in one place. And so what this means is that for millions of people, not everyone, but a large chunk of people, they now have the opportunity to travel anywhere, and in some cases, even live anywhere. And so we're seeing, you know, families going away for the summer. We're seeing people taking long weekends. But we're also seeing some people just living in Airbnbs. And I figured, if millions of people are joining this trend, I should too, and, you know, use the product myself and try to really figure out how I can help us continue to design a better experience. And also, it's pretty fun. I mean, I've always kind of wanted to do this, be able to go somewhere for a few weeks here, a few weeks there. And suddenly, if I don't have to myself be back in the office, I think I can show people with a laptop and Wi-Fi in someone's house, you can run a huge company, you can do a lot of things from Airbnbs.
Yeah, Brian, I want to get to the specifics on the platform, but first, talk me through your setup here. I mean, you're running a big company remotely. Every 2 weeks, you're shifting up your location. What's the setup and what's the plan? Where do you go from Atlanta?
The setup is I have a bag. Inside that bag's a laptop. I turn on the laptop. I join the Wi-Fi. I can run the company. That's all it takes. I mean, it's literally, there's nothing else that's involved. The only other setup I have is to do an interview like this. Other than doing interviews like this, all it needs is a laptop and Wi-Fi, and you can work from anywhere in Airbnb, and you can even run a company like Airbnb. I'm kind of taking it one city at a time. A week ago, I didn't even know I was living on Airbnb. I was in Atlanta visiting a friend, and I thought, you know, I don't have to necessarily go back to San Francisco. Why don't I just book an Airbnb here? And I've always wanted to check out Atlanta, so here I am. And I'm gonna hop around to some different cities and communities and really just have this kind of fun little adventure.
You mentioned that part of this is trying to improve the design of the system. And you've talked a lot about the evolution of your customers during the pandemic. They're staying longer. They're staying in different markets. One out of every five gross nights booked in Q3 were for stays of 28 days or longer. What do you think has fundamentally shifted about the way customers are using your platform over the course of the pandemic?
Well, before the pandemic, primarily, Airbnb was a way for people to stay in a city. And, you know, about half our business was cross-border. People were crossing borders or staying in urban areas. And the reason why we were primarily travel was because most people had to be back to an office. We still have all of the travel business. And I actually think when borders start to reopen, there's going to be so much pent-up demand for travel that I actually am incredibly bullish in travel. I think it's one of the things people miss most is the ability to travel. But now there's an entirely new category, which is really, you could call it living. It could be a week, a couple weeks, months, or even an entire season. And what we've seen that's changed is a newfound flexibility. People are traveling everywhere all the time, they're staying longer, and they're not just traveling, they're living. You can travel anywhere, you can live anywhere to the extent that you have flexibility. And, you know, millions of people now have newfound flexibility. We want to design for that world.
How does that change the opportunities you see for the company? I watched an interview you did earlier. You seemed to tease out new products that could be coming out on the market a little later this year. And it sounds like there's a bit of a shift in focus here. Yes, you still have travel, but you're also more focused on long-term lifestyle. I mean, is that the right way to look at the platform, this shift that's happening from just short-term stays?
It's not a shift, it's an expansion. So we are still doing travel. It's a huge opportunity for us, but there's now this entire new category of living on top of traveling. So I wouldn't call it a shift, I'd call it just an expansion. And it's really exciting. And to be super clear, I think this summer, presuming that the, obviously the pandemic, the situation improves and borders start to reopen, I actually think there's going to be an explosion of travel and a lot more flexibility for people to live. So I think it's really, it's an and, not an or.
So with that expansion, though, what are some other products you're looking at, opportunities that you see to be able to offer on the platform as customers continue to use these Airbnb stays in a more different way?
Well, I mean, nearly half of our business in Q3 by nights booked was for stays of a week or longer. I mean, that's still travel, but it's a different kind of travel where at that point, you really are immersing the community. You need to have great Wi-Fi. You need to have a lot of amenities. And so I think the offering, the stakes get a little higher. We have to raise our game on, customer service, the protections we're adding travelers. We, because more people are flexible where they travel and live, our search tools need to continue to evolve to showcase all that Airbnb has to offer. We're seeing more and more people booking unique properties because the homes are becoming the destinations. People want to book tree houses and really interesting homes. And of course, the bread and butter of Airbnb is still there and it's going to come back, which is people crossing borders, staying in urban areas all over the world. So it's just a really exciting time. All the opportunities that we used to have exist, but there's this whole new world open to us. And we're just focusing every day on making the experience as amazing as possible. And I would say there's going to be some pretty big offerings coming in the coming months.
You mentioned the different experiences that are on the platform. A treehouse is one you mentioned, but also you've kind of gone after some of these sites that a lot of our viewers are familiar with, the Home Alone house, the Carrie Bradshaw house from Sex and the City. What kind of bids have you gotten on that? And what does that tell you about how people are thinking about the experience of traveling?
Well, we have the Home Alone house. Could you imagine you can actually stay in that house and it's really a cool experience. And I think we had like hundreds of thousands of people apply to stay at that house, if I'm not mistaken. I haven't checked the latest stats, but what it tells me is it's tapping into something that people want to have an experience. They don't want to just stay in their home and just, they want to get out of the house. They want to have an experience. A lot of people feel isolated and they want to spend meaningful time with other people. And so that's what this tells me. I think there's a lot of pent up demand for travel. I think people want to explore and live in different places. And they also want to have meaningful time with friends and family. And travel is a great way to do that. So I think that people want to dream. They want to get out in the world. And I think we can allow them to do that.